Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Brian Billingsley, the CEO for Klarna North America, and Paul Thomas, Managing Director of Prouvenir. Brian and Paul, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having us.
So we're here to talk a little bit about a topic of conversation that is clearly very timely, online retail, checkout conversion, but perhaps with a little bit of a twist on the concept. I know Brian and Paul, when we were chatting about this topic and what we wanted to discuss, I know you have an emphasis on the here and now. Online retail has a problem in the here and now of getting customers to actually convert to buyers. Brian, tell me a little bit about your point of view on what that problem is.
Sure, absolutely. And I think so many discussions and payments today are very futuristic in view, and I think that's very important. And at Klarna, that's very important. But at Klarna, we also want to focus on how do we solve real problems for merchants and consumers today. And a problem that merchants are having at this very moment is their mobile traffic is skyrocketing, where virtually every merchant we talk to, their overall web traffic coming in through mobile is at least 50% of the volume. In many cases, climbing north of 70%. And the conversion rate on those are flatlining or in many cases decreasing. And e-commerce managers are really throwing up their hands and saying, if we're spending a lot of money on SEO, on ads to get people into the top of the funnel and get more people in the top of the funnel. But there's really nothing we can do once they're at that, you know, that point of promise where they want to buy that product to pull them all the way through. So that's a real problem that merchants are having today. And just to add to that, you know, most merchants, we've heard a lot about app. Everything's going to mobile apps and the mobile web is dead. It may be in the whole ecosystem of mobile. We might be trending that way. But for right now, e-commerce is really the exact opposite, where there are a few merchants like Amazon that have really strong app penetration. But if you're a typical merchant doing $50 million to $100 million in revenue, you have a mobile app, you've been pretty disappointed with the success of your app penetration. And you know, most consumers today have less than five mobile merchant apps on their phone. It's just not something consumers want to do. And they're finding those products through Facebook, through search, through Pinterest, and they're hitting product pages. So there's these beautiful experiences to get you to find what you want. But when you go to the checkout, it's a laborious, painful experience with multiple fields and passwords. And that's a big reason why consumers just don't check out on mobile.
I agree. As I'm listening to you describe the circumstances, I am recalling my own shopping process over the holiday season. And you do just exit when it becomes too complicated because there's always another site that's easier that has similar products, if not identical products, that you can buy. But you're taking a very specific focus on how to solve the abandonment problem. And your theory of the case is there needs to be a better way to integrate checkout and credit. Describe that theory of the case to us.
No, absolutely. So, you know, really at Klarna, we're kind of allergic to two things. We're allergic to friction and we're allergic to passwords and to, you know, anything that adds more friction into the checkout. And so how we really view the checkout experience is really a conversation with the consumer. As soon as they hit the checkout, what do we know about the consumer? The device, the browser settings, everything that we can possibly know, and how do we need the least amount of data input to allow that consumer to hit buy? So, you know, how we really attack this problem is reduce friction as much as possible in the checkout, actually use credit to really grease the skid, so to speak, on the checkout experience. So how do we allow that consumer to buy now and pay later, where we essentially split buying from paying? Because ever since the first e-commerce transaction, the friction of paying for something, and there has to be friction when you're paying for something because there's legal regulatory ramifications or touching people's money. But we don't believe that friction of paying should be transposed on the buying experience. So we reduce the friction of what it takes for us to buy something. And then Klarna also steps in and takes the full risk on that transaction as well. Both the credit and fraud risk. So take the friction out, and then to the merchant, if there's any issue, it was a stolen card or something that fell through our cracks, we take the full risk on that transaction. That's where Prouvenir comes into play, because for us to kind of step in front of everything and say, we're going to take the full risk, and merchant, you don't have to worry about it. You just keep focusing on your product, your inventory, your marketing strategies, everything operational, payments related, we're going to take care of. But to do that, we have to have some pretty sophisticated algorithms and systems to make those real-time decisions with limited data.
So that sounds pretty compelling if I'm a merchant, pretty scary if I'm Klarna. So, Paul, help us understand how you take the fear out of that equation for Klarna.
So one of the things that we particularly love about the Klarna model is its absolute focus on customer experience. And the only way, we talk about environment, and we heard you talk earlier on about cleaning websites, but one of the things that we really like about Klarna is its focus on real time. We know that it's not just about a computing website, it's about other distractions. It's about pulling a credit card out, it's about the kettle going, it's about a TV channel or a Goldbean sport or a touch on being speedy, but just staying away from process of buying. And our technology is designed in a way that we allow people to integrate easily into their ecosystem, their specific process, in real time, and draw in all the dedicated analytics that Brian was describing into that model so that they can make sub-second decisions around fraud and risk for their business process.
That's really important. I mean, this is something that has to happen in real time in order for the friction that Klarna is allergic to actually be a promise fulfilled to the customer. How do you do that?
One of the ways that we do it and how we really leverage Provenir's system is, again, when we treating those conversations, as soon as that consumer hits that the checkout page, you know, looking at what's the minimum amount of data we need to validate that it's you, that it's the device you're associated to, and that any payment credentials that attach that you're entering is valid. And so, you know, we have using that sophisticated system of when, how do we use Provenir? What are all the rules we have set up? So as soon as someone, before anyone's even typed something in, we already have algorithms rolling that's saying, okay, we already know this is Brian. And actually, we can pre-fill all of his data. So I shopped at one, a site X, I've entered my information, my shipping address, and then I go to site B, that's a Klarna partner, and it literally turns the web into an Amazon, you know, one-click experience. But it's being able to make a lot of those decisions before a consumer ever really interacts with us.
Interesting. So is this working for merchants? Are they experiencing higher conversions as a result?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, really, it depends on obviously what the merchant's selling, higher ticket items versus lower ticket items. But most of our merchants are seeing at least a 20%+ increase in conversion.
Wow.
And once we start rolling out in the U.S. the revolving credit product and giving consumers the ability to, you know, break up larger purchases into, you know, multiple smaller purchases, that we feel that's really going to drive conversion on higher ticket items as well. But that just shows what even a great user experience and taking friction out does for conversion, where, you know, what we really focused on in 15 was nailing the checkout experience and taking the risk. And our merchants are seeing an increase in conversion with just the great checkout experience.
Interesting. You know, it's funny because when you think about what is the holy grail of retail online, which is becoming such a blurry definition anyway. I mean, you can transact online when you're standing inside a store. But is it about the act of paying? Is it about managing the risk? Is it about leveraging the right technology? It sounds like it's probably a little bit of all of those things. But if you had to prioritize, Brian and Paul, in your experience, based on what you're doing for merchants, what's the most important element for you?
Well, I'll go first. And I think, to be honest, it really depends on the merchant, because what we've really learned, and I've become more appreciative of, is you can look at two merchants that on the surface are very similar, same, you know, do about the same in revenue, sell very similar products, but the makeup of that merchant, you know, the guts of that merchant can be very different, from their inventory strategies to how they send orders to the warehouse to what are their own processes for dealing with fraud and doing pending queues, et cetera. So, you know, for two merchants that look very similar, one might have a very different viewpoint of how they want to sell. You know, they're already buttoned up with their operations. They just want to sell more product. Another merchant maybe isn't quite as sophisticated in the fraud, and we're able to come in and say, hey, these 80 basis points or more of what you're losing that's going out the door as fraud, you know, basically is going to fall to your bottom line. And so it's really working with that merchant as a partner and saying, what's really most important for you, and kind of where do we focus? And, you know, that's the big piece for most, for merchants, I'd say, you know, to wrap up, in the mid tier, a lot of their solutions don't have stored payments, stored cards or stored products. And I'd say just little things like that, that as a payment expert, you tend to overlook. It's been around a while. A lot of merchants still don't have basic functionality in the checkout. So sometimes just starting with the very basics really helps drive conversion and customer satisfaction.
Interesting. Paul, your point of view on that?
I think there are a number of things. The first is, I think we've talked a lot about that customer experience today, but ultimately, to make this real, Hein, as Brian implied earlier on, we're talking about really sophisticated fraud and risk processes. And, you know, for us to be able to support our customers in delivering outstanding customer experience and keep and manage, mitigate, you know, risk around fraud and credit, we have to provide tools which offer unparalleled automation, flexibility and control. Automating this process so it has not just scalability, but this incredibly low latency. So these transactions flow through incredibly quickly. Flexibility to connect to the types of data sources that Brian was just talking about. He talked about really complex data from a variety of sources, some external, some internal. The ability to connect to that data quickly and easily is important. The ability to deploy risk models into the process in real time is absolutely vital and I think absolutely core to the Klarna model. With the flexibility to change those models to manage the risk profile almost in real time is, I think, vital. And of course, control, I mentioned a moment ago, the ability to manage the whole payment process. I think those are, when we're as a technology vendor looking at how we partner with clients, helping them manage this customer experience, manage this friction in the process, and also, to be fair, I think, one thing that we haven't talked about, you know, maintain the kind of, I'm sure Brian will talk about this, the kind of cost of acceptance around these transactions from an acquisition perspective, you know, are things that we are, you know, really, really focused on.
Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg around this conversation, which we're going to have in greater depth on the 16th of February. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to dig into this with you both on that date during our live digital discussion on the challenges of meeting the here and now, the problems of the here and now in the world of online retail, and thinking about the importance of enabling an integrated credit solution as part of checkout as increasing the opportunity for conversion. It's a very different yet important dimension to the problem, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you more about that in just a couple of weeks. Thanks for your time this morning to give us a little preview.
Great. Thanks so much. Forward to the 16th.
Thank you very much.
I do too. Thank you.